All right, so today we're diving into AI and leadership.
Oh, yeah.
You sent over this interview with Patrick Burkhard, head of cultural learning and development at Daimler Truck, from that Fantastic Insights YouTube channel. And I think this is going to give us some really interesting stuff to chew on.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic.
Right.
AI is on everyone's mind these days, and for leaders especially.
Well, for sure, for sure.
It's like, how do we navigate this world that's changing so rapidly?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're going to unpack in this deep dive. How Daimler Truck is actually using AI in their leadership development strategy. So we'll look at, what are the opportunities, what are the challenges, and what does this tell us about like the future of leadership?
Yeah, and I think what's really interesting about this interview is Burkhard doesn't just talk about the tech itself. He dives into the mindset shifts that leaders need to really embrace and leverage AI.
Yeah. That really struck me too. He starts by talking about like growing up in a small village and how that like instilled in him this curiosity about the wider world. And he sees that same curiosity as essential for leaders who are dealing with new technologies like AI.
Oh, that's a great point.
Right.
Because it's not just understanding the technical side of things, right?
Right.
It's about being open to new ideas,
Right.
being willing to learn and adapt, which is so crucial in any leadership role,
Oh, absolutely.
but especially now with this rapid pace of technological change.
Yeah, it's like if you're not comfortable with change, AI is going to feel like a threat. But if you're curious, if you're open-minded, it becomes an opportunity for growth and for innovation.
Absolutely. And I think that's like a key theme
Yeah.
throughout the whole interview.
Yeah.
It's not about AI replacing leaders, it's about augmenting leadership,
Right.
making leaders more effective, and letting them focus on those uniquely human skills
Right.
that AI can't replicate.
Okay, so let's get into specifics. How is Daimler Truck actually using AI in their leadership programs?
So they're doing something really interesting. They're blending theoretical training with hands-on experiences with AI tools.
So they're not just like reading textbooks about
That's
AI, they're
sad.
getting their hands dirty and actually using it.
Yeah, so it's not just learning the concepts, it's actually using AI and seeing how it applies in the real world.
That makes a lot of sense because it's one thing to like understand the theory.
Yeah, for sure.
It's another to actually apply it.
Totally.
And they have this really cool example, the Emerging Leaders Journey Program, where junior managers can use AI simulations to practice those difficult conversations, like performance reviews. Wait, hold on. AI simulations for performance reviews? What, how does that even work?
So they have these AI-powered platforms
Okay.
that can simulate different scenarios and different personalities.
Wow.
So a manager can practice having like a tough conversation with this virtual employee, and then the AI gives them feedback on their approach, their tone, their body language, all of it.
That's incredible. It's like having a personal leadership coach available 24/7. You can practice as much as you need to in a safe environment, get instant feedback.
It's so much better than role-playing with a colleague or just reading a book about communication.
For sure, for sure.
And, this highlights something that Burkhard emphasizes.
Yeah.
AI is not about replacing human interaction.
Okay.
It's about enhancing it.
Right.
He makes this great analogy.
Okay.
It's like the difference between a generic birthday card and a handwritten note.
Oh, I love that.
The personal touch still matters.
It's so true. AI can do amazing things, but it can't replicate those genuine human connections that are so important in leadership.
Totally. And that's where this idea of AI-augmented leadership comes in.
Okay.
It's about using AI to free up leaders to focus on those human skills, like empathy, communication, building relationships.
So it's almost like AI is handling the heavy lifting, certain data analysis and routine tasks, while humans bring the creativity, emotional intelligence, strategic thinking to the table.
It's not man versus machine,
Yeah.
it's man with machine.
I like that. Man with machine, I like that a lot. So it sounds like Daimler Truck is really like walking the walk when it comes to AI and leadership development. But Burkhard also talks about this thing called Spaltmaskultur, which I found really interesting. Can you break that down for us a bit?
Absolutely. So Spaltmaskultur basically means panel gap culture.
Okay.
And it's this idea that's really ingrained in German engineering, especially in the auto industry. And it refers to this like almost obsessive focus on these tiny detail,
right,
these incremental improvements, right, often symbolized by, you know, the little gaps between panels in a car.
So they're so focused on making those tiny gaps perfect,
right,
that they might miss the bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly. And Burkhard argues that this kind of thinking,
yeah,
can actually be a hindrance in the age of AI.
Okay.
Like, he challenges leaders to shift away from this mindset,
right,
of just endlessly refining what already exists,
mm-hmm,
and instead embrace a culture of bold experimentation.
I see what he's getting at.
Yeah.
If you're constantly focused on making these tiny tweaks,
yeah,
you might miss out on the opportunity to completely reimagine the whole thing.
Exactly. It's,
yeah,
like asking, how can we make this panel gap,
yeah,
a fraction of a millimeter smaller?
Right.
Instead of asking, what if we designed a car without any panel gaps at all?
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And I could see how that applies to leadership in this AI age.
Yeah.
Right. If leaders are too focused on making those small improvements to their existing processes,
mm-hmm,
they might miss out on how AI can fundamentally change how they lead.
Right. It requires a different way of thinking. It's not just about being technically proficient with AI tools.
Right.
It's about having that critical thinking mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, questioning assumptions, challenging the status quo, imagining totally new possibilities.
So it's not enough to just know how to use AI.
Right.
You need to be able to think critically about how to use it effectively.
Yeah, and ethically.
And ethically, yeah.
And that's where the human element becomes even more important.
Right.
AI can give us all this data, these insights,
uh-huh,
but it's up to us, the human leaders, to interpret that information,
yeah,
make ethical decisions, guide our teams through all of this.
It's like AI is forcing us to become better thinkers.
Right.
And more aware of our own humanity.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. It's, yeah, recognizing that AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Yeah.
It's up to us humans and leaders, mm-hmm, to make sure it's used responsibly.
I know a lot of people are feeling anxious about AI.
Oh, yeah.
About its potential impact on their jobs. But Burkhard offers a different perspective on this.
Okay.
He argues that true security in this changing world,
yeah,
lies not in resisting the transformation,
mm-hmm,
but in embracing it.
He makes a good point. The world of work is changing.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Right.
Trying to cling to the past is only going to make it harder.
Right.
Instead, we need to be proactive,
yeah,
develop new skills, participate in shaping the future of our industries.
So that's saying, if you're not moving forward, you're falling behind.
Exactly. And in the age of AI, that's definitely true.
Right.
And this is where lifelong learning becomes so essential.
Yeah.
We need to be constantly upskilling, reskilling, adapting to these changes.
And I wonder, could AI actually help us identify the skills we need?
Ooh, that's a great question.
To thrive in this AI-driven world.
What if we used AI to understand our own strengths and weaknesses,
right,
better than ever before?
Yeah.
Could it help us personalize our learning journey,
yeah,
and guide us towards the most relevant skills for the future?
It's like having an AI-powered career coach.
Exactly.
Imagine that.
Imagine AI that could analyze your skills, your interests, the job market,
yeah,
and suggest the best career paths for you.
And not just suggest paths.
Right.
But actually provide personalized learning recommendations.
Yes.
Connect you with training programs.
Oh.
Help you build a portfolio of work.
That's amazing.
To showcase your skills.
That's like a whole new level of personalized career guidance.
It's like having a custom designed roadmap.
Yeah.
For navigating the future of work.
Exactly.
Okay, now we're getting into some futuristic territory.
I know, right? Oh. But these aren't just hypothetical scenarios. These, mm-hmm, are real possibilities that are emerging right now.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting.
It is, but the key is to approach it with that curiosity and openness, mm-hmm, like Burkhard was saying.
Yeah.
The more we understand AI and its potential,
mm-hmm,
the better equipped we'll be to navigate this new world.
For sure.
And shape it in a way that benefits everyone.
Well said. I'm really glad we dove into this interview.
Me too.
It's given us a lot to think about.
Well, a lot to think about.
All right, so before we wrap up, I want to go back to some of those specific strategies,
okay,
that Daimler Truck is using to implement AI in their leadership programs. So one thing that really stood out to me was Burkhard's talking about incorporating like small AI hacks.
Oh, yeah.
Into their leadership programs.
Yeah, it's smart.
Right.
By weaving those little interactions with AI,
yeah,
into their existing programs, it's like they're normalizing the use of AI,
right,
showing its value without overwhelming people.
Yeah, and he gave a great example.
Yeah.
Like asking participants to use AI to brainstorm ideas,
okay,
or get feedback on their writing.
It's simple.
Right.
But it gets people thinking about how AI can augment their own thinking
Yeah.
and their problem solving.
It's all about shifting those mindsets, right?
Totally.
Instead of viewing AI as this threat, they're encouraging people to see it as a tool that can help them be more efficient, creative, effective.
Yeah, it's like how we use grammar checkers or spelling correction tools.
Right. We don't see those as replacing our writing skills.
Right, exactly.
We see them as enhancing them.
And that's the key message here.
Yeah.
AI is not about replacing us.
Right.
It's about augmenting us. Finding that right balance between human and artificial intelligence.
Speaking of balance, Burkard also talked about how important it is to preserve human interaction.
Yes.
Even as AI becomes more integrated into our work.
And this is where leadership is so crucial.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing which tasks can be automated and which ones need that human touch.
That empathy, right?
Exactly.
That understanding of complex social dynamics.
That AI just can't replicate.
Yeah, at least for now.
Yeah, for now.
And he gave a really good personal example.
Okay.
He wouldn't want to automate any interactions where colleagues are like seeking advice or support or sharing personal experiences.
Yeah, those moments of human connection are so important.
It makes you think about the role of leaders in this AI-driven world.
It does.
If AI is going to be handling more of those routine tasks, data analysis, then leaders need to really focus on the things that AI can't do.
Right.
Building relationships, motivating teams.
Providing that support.
Emotional support.
Navigating the ethical complexity.
So it's not just about learning to use AI.
Right.
It's about learning to lead.
Yeah.
In a world where AI is everywhere.
It's a whole new set of challenges and opportunities.
And it's not just about leadership in organizations.
Right.
It's about personal leadership too.
Yeah.
How do we as individuals navigate this AI world?
How do we adapt?
How do we adapt, learn new skills, stay relevant in this job market that's constantly changing?
And that's where Burkard's point about embracing the transformation is so important.
Right.
We can't be afraid of it.
Right. We have to be proactive, curious.
Yes.
Willing to experiment.
Exactly like you said when the iPhone first came out.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew how it would change everything.
Right.
But the people who embraced it, who explored it, they were the ones who benefited the most.
What's all about having that growth mindset.
Exactly.
That willingness to learn to adapt.
And it's not just technical skills.
Right.
It's those human skills that'll be even more important.
Things like
critical thinking, emotional intelligence,
creativity,
problem solving. Yes.
So this deep dive has really given us a lot to think about.
It has.
From, you know, those practical ways AI is being used in leadership development to those bigger questions about the future of work, the role of human leadership.
Mm.
It's clear that AI is going to reshape our world in some pretty big ways.
Yeah, the key takeaway for me is that we have a choice.
Okay.
We can either watch it happen or we can help shape it.
It's up to us.
The choice is ours.
Well said. I think this deep dive has given us all a lot to consider as we each navigate our own leadership journeys in this age of AI.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.